Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that
we get
do?
A Bebo! What they want.
Jalen Rose, what up, Golden State Warriors are NBA champions, and now it is time to talk about what they're going to do this offseason. Here is what Jordan Poole and Andrew Wiggins had to say to each other during the celebration.
What? Yes. Yes. We can do that. You are world champion. You are. And you about to get a bag.
No.
We about to get a bag.
All good when the champagne is spraying and you're celebrating the championship. They're both up for extensions. Do Wiggins and Poole stay on the Warriors long term?
I believe they do, and I believe they should. And one of the things that the Warriors have been able to do via injury earlier with Steph in his career, not having to pay him top dollar and building out a roster that led to strength in numbers. Same thing happened with losing KD, adding Wiggins, also drafting well. And here's the future for them. Wiseman, Kuminga, Moody, Poole, that's their future.
Yeah.
And Wiggins clearly figures into that. And Gary Payton II also is going to have an opportunity to see what happens with him. Usually what happens, a coach like Mike Brown that's already on the staff is going to try to pluck a couple of their players. I guarantee you, when you watch the Sacramento Kings, it's going to look like looking at the Warriors. You're like, oh, got it. Coaches, staff members, because of a championship familiarity. And so for these two guys, they played maximum roles. How about this? Jason Tatum outplayed Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
He helped shoot down Milwaukee and helped shoot down Miami. But Wiggins outplayed him in the finals.
That's fair to say.
Wiggins outplayed him in the finals. And based on that, if you're Wiggins and you're the third option offensively on the team.
Second.
Sometimes fourth option on
second
the team.
Second sometimes.
No, it's Splash Brothers and he indoor pool. Like, those are the options. And so based on that, you can still get top dollar to play a role. Like, when you come out as the – remember this when the draft happens this week. People ain't going in the top five just because they can play defense. That ain't happening. You ain't drafting nobody in the top five. He's like, he going to block two shots. He'll get nine rebounds. No, that's in addition to what they already do. When you going in the top five, it's got to be like, he has skill. He could get me 20. He has game. We can when you draft somebody in the top five, that should be a perennial all-star.
The potential. You also draft the potential.
Correct. You want that to be a perennial. A top five player is drafted to be a perennial all-star. And so for Wiggins, he had to reinvent himself. Like I talk about being a vet. And he landed in a perfect spot where he could start the All-Star game, be terrible after All-Star break. Nobody ever says his name.
Nope.
Reinvent himself in the playoffs, in particular against the Mavs. Play excellent against the Boston Celtics. Win the championship, and he deserves his money.
He absolutely does. And Jordan Poole is such a big part of what they did offensively, especially during the regular season. A lot of those wins when Steph was out, when Draymond was out, because of Jordan Poole. I think they both stay on the roster and get their money. Jalen, Draymond Green doesn't hold his tongue. You know, he lets you know how he feels. And he does that through his podcast, and he does it through Twitter. And him and Ja Morant went back and forth a little bit on Twitter, and it got interesting. We all remember the strength in numbers and the you know, Jaren Jackson Jr. call out. And him and Ja went back and forth, and they were talking about a Christmas game between the two of them. A lot of people forget the Grizzlies actually had a better regular season record than the Warriors this season. Do you see this as sort of a budding rivalry?
It can't be a budding rivalry because Steph already got four.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So it just can't be. That ship has sailed. This would have been a year to kind of interrupt that. Mm-hmm. And they were trending towards that. The Memphis Grizzlies for this year's playoffs are the biggest what if. When you're watching them beat the Golden State Warriors at one point in the game by 55 points, and Ja Morant is not playing.
That was wild. That's the champions like, right there. Yeah, they were like 55 on the champ.
Yeah, you like, you know what? They got a legit chance to do some things this year.
But at the same time, let's not forget what happened in that Timberwolves series, too. Like, they didn't look great throughout that Timberwolves series.
Correct. And a lot of that had to do with the fact that they're new to this. Like, they outplayed expectations being a 2-seed, 3-seed, jockeying in the West after being a part of the play-in the year prior. And John Morant is a superstar. And you know I don't throw that term out very often. But I like the fact that Draymond is holding everybody accountable.
Yep.
Because he played great in the closeout game.
He did. Game six.
Draymond played great. I was in the building.
Forget all about
double,
game two.
Double-double. Yeah. Like 8 assists, like 2 or 3 blocks, 2 or 3 steals. He was great. And so now he gets a chance, and rightfully so, to keep receipts.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing you can do when you win is talk your talk.
Yes, you can.
The one thing you should do when you lose, say less. But for Memphis, there are what if three dots because Ja knows I wasn't playing. And y'all know I wasn't playing. It is going to be great to watch them play in the Western Conference, but not just them. Every year a champion gets crowned, remember this, somebody that year likely got injured. I can say what if about the Clippers.
Tim Hardaway Jr., all of it.
Yeah. Middleton. Of course. But the bottom line, the Golden State Warriors, the champion is about endurance. Finding a way to navigate the regular season, reinvent yourself and play multiple styles in the playoffs, and then close the deal in the finals.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they did.
And make adjustments mid-series, which is something that they did against the Celtics, much better than the Celtics.
And shout out to Steve Kerr. How many rings he got? Nine?
Nine rings.
Five as a player, four as a coach. That's all time. When you start talking about like Red Auerbach and Phil Jackson and Pat Riley and Greg Popovich, like he's in their class now.
We are in the offseason officially. We'll be discussing a lot this offseason. The draft is this week. And there are some star players that could be on the move this offseason. According to The Athletic, there's an impasse between Kyrie Irving and the Brooklyn Nets. Now, he has until June 29th to exercise his option. Do you think Kyrie Irving is going to be a Net next year?
I do.
Why's that?
Because KD will. And okay. The one thing about that relationship is, remember how it started. The first year, KD was injured.
Mm-hmm.
So while KD was rehabbing his injury, Kyrie held it down, and he held it down to the point where it allowed them to recruit James Harden. You parlay James Harden into Ben Simmons. When Ben Simmons is healthy, he's going to fit nice with Joe Harris, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant. That's a nice nucleus.
Yes, it is.
Right? They're going to be right back in the mix. But the impasse that you just talked about really is just about his contract. And let me teach everybody how NBA contracts work. If I'm a Kyrie Irving and I'm representing him, we ain't giving y'all a discount, and we're not giving y'all no clause about games. I don't care what Joel Embiid signed. I don't care what whoever else signed. That has zero to do with
me. I'm not exercising the option. That's what the team wants. The team wants them to exercise the option. That's 1 year. I'll take 4 or 5.
No. I believe to get this deal done, of course you acknowledge Kyrie and his greatness on the basketball court, but you're also doing a duality with KD. So you're going to KD and saying, that's your man. We're going to give him a deal. We need you to hold him accountable.
Yep.
And if you can't hold him accountable, we're going to trade him. See, you can't now like lose him this offseason and LeBron all of a sudden starting to recruit him to LA or people starting to recruit him to the Knicks. And then all of a sudden he opt out and leave. KD like, oh, seriously?
Now it's me and Joe Harris.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And so I believe the deal gets done, and I believe he gets top dollar for his talents.
Because I think what you said at first is really the crux of it. It's just KD is going to be there. And KD is one of the best players on the planet, if not the best player on the planet. And you remember that All-Star, before they got together, that All-Star weekend when they went to Miami together, this was a true relationship between the two of them. This was plotted for them to play together.
Right.
So I don't see a place where that doesn't happen.
And also, I know he want to get his bag, and I believe that he will. But they got some unfinished business together.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? How about this? When the Lakers and the Clippers both got Kawhi, PG, AD, and LeBron, who would have thought we'd be years later and they never play against each other in the playoffs?
Well, who would have thought that would have happened this year?
The same thing I want to say for the Nets. They are now one of the biggest what-ifs. You know what I mean? It's like they got KD, they got Kyrie, they had Harden, they got Simmons.
and Simmons didn't play. This was the same team that was number one in the Eastern Conference last year, also lost 11 straight games. Did the Pistons ever lose 11 straight games last year?
No, of course not.
The Pistons didn't lose 11 straight games. This team lost 11 straight games, but they're also so talented that, you know, they went toe-to-toe with the Celtics. It was a sweep, but those were close games.
And here's what they need to know. Brooklyn's own Iron Mike Tyson want to see them do something. I talked to him today.
You talked to Mike Tyson today?
He want to see them do something.
You talked to Mike Tyson today?
He want to see them
about
do something.
The Nets?
Yes.
God, I love
him. He need to see his hometown team do something.
Jalen Rose.
What up, though?
Where are you most famous?
Barber shops and delivery rooms.
We have a story that we need your information and expert analysis on. In Atlanta.
He's up, A-Town down.
A client is getting their hair cut by their barber. In walks Quavo.
You got to get on up.
Watch what happens next.
Got to get on up.
Lance, you got to go, Lance. You got to go, Lance.
Lance needs a cut too. Lance got to go, but Lance needs a cut. I feel like Lance needs a cut more than Quavo.
What Biggie say? Somebody got to die. If I go, you got to go. Here's the thing about what happened with Lance. I'll take you guys behind the scenes, because I've been Quavo, and I've been Lance.
Mm-hmm. Look at Lance's hair. Right, though. Lance needs a cut.
And let me tell you how this works in this scenario.
Needs a beard trim.
Quavo already had an appointment, but he wasn't on time. And so when Quavo came in, Lance knew that if he arrived, he had to get up. You got to remember, barbers, all right, I know you don't have loyalty to barbers.
None.
But I do. And let me tell you how they work. He still wants both of them to be clients.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, the rest of us are also enamored at Quavo getting a cut, but it's the other 95% of people that he cuts every day to help him pay his bills.
Yes.
You see what I mean? So absolutely, he told Lance, hey, dog. Quavo's supposed to be here at 3.
It's 3:30. He walks in.
Yeah, that's what I believe happened. That's what I believe. Well,
Quavo already looked good, though. Lance definitely needed a cut. I hope Lance got his cut. Big shout to that barber. Big shout to Quavo. And I still will not be loyal to barbers. Jalen, there's so much discussion every offseason about whether or not Luka Doncic is in shape. Well, guess what? We've got some video of Luka Doncic working out. See, I'm not impressed. I worked out this weekend, too. You know, that doesn't mean I'm going to be in shape next fall. We'll discuss Luka Doncic and more right after this. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby. The draft is this Thursday at 8 p.m. on ESPN and ABC. Watch your franchise plot their future. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby, coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck here at Pier 17 in New York City. Jalen Rose, a lot is made about Luka Doncic's conditioning. Mm-hmm. And guess what we have? Video of him working out, Jalen Rose. Can Luka Doncic really dedicate himself to getting in shape, and will that make a difference?
I got three words. I told you.
Oh.
At some point, I love watching players decide that I want to get in the best shape of my life. That elevates your game. Kevin Love, Draymond Green, Zion Williamson.
Chris Paul.
Comes to mind. And I told you, when Luka and Zion, for example, decide that they're going to get in their best shape possible, that they're going to be flirting with the MVP. Luka's clearly a lot closer than that, right? Based on how his team has progressed. And you see who they added this offseason? Christian Wood.
Christian Wood's going to be a difference maker. That's what they needed, someone up front.
Absolutely. So Luka, like, I'm in the gym putting his work in. He's going to have an MVP-level season. I'm predicting right now.
Uh-oh.
Luka win an MVP next year.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Luka win an MVP. What's today's date? The 20th.
I believe it is the 20th of June.
Luka win an MVP next year. And Christian Woods is going to be a terrific addition. He was getting numbers in Houston, but they were just so bad, and he dealt with some injury. And you know, I watched him closely in Detroit and hate to watch him leave. And so, absolutely, it's great to see Luka back in the gym.
Luka Doncic is winning MVP next season. You heard it here first on Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose.
What up, though?
I've seen you get sort of TMZ'd before, you know, when they run up on you, ask me questions. Well, the same thing happened to Doc Rivers, and here's what he had to say about James Harden is future for the Sixers.
How is he? Are you excited about him?
I'm excited.
Yeah?
Very.
Has he been good for you on the team this last year?
I love him.
You do?
Yeah. Thank you, I'm done.
Oh, you're done?
Yeah.
You think you'll sign him to another deal?
Huge deal, yes.
Say again?
Yes.
He said James Harden's going to get a huge deal. Jalen Rose, the Sixers have a decision to make because when you look at the numbers that he could possibly command on the open market, there's a lot there. Look at that number at the bottom, Mr. Rose.
He's another guy that falls in line of players when they decided to get in their best shape, how it elevated their game.
Mm-hmm.
But also it's happened in reverse. You've seen him in with the Nets in Philly not in his best shape,
yep.
And his body broke down some. He's dealt with some injury, and his productivity hasn't been the same. He and Kyrie Irving's situations are vastly different. And it's crazy that they were teammates this year, and we're talking about both of them. It's just so crazy.
Didn't see him play together that much.
And both of those guys got what they wanted each time.
Hmm.
And so, yeah, Kyrie always got what he wanted. When he decided he wanted to play with LeBron, went to Boston. Signed, he wanted to play to Boston, went to the Nets. James Harden didn't want to be in Houston, went to the Nets. Didn't want to be with the Nets, went to the Sixers. But now we're going to hit the brakes now. And for James Harden, when Doc says he's going to get a huge deal, and by the way, I saw the OG walk, and I feel your pain, OG. You put in your work in the league. Got to get you some Clyde Frazier's or something to soften up that walk. But in all honesty, I feel like James Harden shown a decline as a player. Kyrie, they just want him to rededicate himself to be there more often. Doc didn't say the key word, max deal.
No, he didn't. Said a huge deal.
Correct. He minced that word very well. He did not say max deal. And that's what James Harden's going to be looking for. So that's what's going to make this interesting.
It is interesting when you talk about these two players because I feel like both franchises would love for them to exercise the option and have one more year and then ask for a deal. But I think both players do not want to do that. Jalen, Bradley Beal says that this is going to be a crazy offseason because he's been recruited by many players. It seems like Bradley Beal, the last 4 years, we've put him on every single team except for the Wizards. Do you think that he opts out? Do you think he signs a new deal with the Wizards? Does he stay with the Wizards?
Happy Father's Day, my guy. People have been telling us for years we resemble one another. I'd love to see him living his best life on social. He got a beautiful family. With that being said, Washington did a terrific job of parlaying Russ and turning that into young parts.
Yep.
Right? So now if you're Washington, you want to try to do well on draft day. You want to – Bradley's still under contract. You see what I'm saying? You're paying him top dollar. I believe he's with the Wizards next year.
Do you think they give him an extension?
They should. I would. You don't want to lose Bradley Beal. If you're Washington, go ahead and pay him.
But doesn't it feel like there's a reason that he has been in trade talks for the last 5 years?
Yeah, because he's one of the best players on a bad team. That's all it is. He's one of the best players in his prime on a bad team. So everybody like, yeah, you see with these rings, hey, we doing things. You know, and when he make it to the All-Star game, people talking to him, and he got everybody number in his phone. But I believe he still remains a member of the Washington Wizards.
Jalen, last weekend I had a great time going to the Liberty game at the Barclays Center. There was some more action in Brooklyn this weekend. This time it was Sue Bird, fresh off of announcing her retirement, coming home to Brooklyn, and she hit a dagger three to get them the
So I got
to
ask you something as a Die Easy New York Knicks fan in particular.
Okay.
She threw shade and said, bing bong.
Bing bong. Yeah, she said it with her chest. I liked it.
Okay.
Bing bong.
I'm just saying.
That's where her loyalty lies.
Hey, man. Hey, the rings and things we sing about, she can definitely bring them out on all levels. College, Olympics, WNBA.
Mm-hmm.
A GOAT, I believe she has the most assists in the history of the WNBA. A terrific player, a great ambassador. We got to get her on the show.
We got to get her on the show. And one more time. Bing bong. Shout to Sue
that
Bird.
That came and went so fast.
Yeah. They beat the Celtics in the first game. Remember how exciting that was?
Exactly.
Season ended at game two. We will be back with more right after this. You are watching Jalen and Jacoby. The Thank you for watching Jalen and Jacoby on television. But don't forget to follow, subscribe the podcast where you always get podcast exclusive content where we can talk about all the things they won't let us talk about on television. Jalen Rose, today we are celebrating Juneteenth. What does Juneteenth mean to you?
It's a commemoration. And the beautiful thing is that the United States decided to make this a holiday. I got exposed more to it, in theory, spending time in Texas and being around Ray and Jimmy, because in the South, it was something that they acknowledged and celebrated and they put to the forefront a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one of the favorite movies that I liked growing up was like Jason's Lyric. And I remember they did a commemoration of Juneteenth as well. And we know about the Emancipation Proclamation being signed. Slaves weren't necessarily freed at that moment. It took a lot more time for it to happen. But in all, it is a commemoration. I'm glad to be free. I'm free, dog.
Well,
Harriet Tubman, shout out to Harriet. You know what I mean? She's on the show every day.
Yes, it is great that this happened, that you are free. However, Brittany Griner continues to not be free. She is still detained in Russia.
123 days. That is entirely too long. We here at Jalen and Jacoby just wish her a speedy, safe return to the United States.
Jalen Rose, happy Father's Day to
you, my
brother.
Yes, indeed.
Father's Day was yesterday. And, of course, we have a great story from the world of sports. DeJounte Murray, whose relationship with his father has gone back and forth, gave his dad a car for Father's Day.
I wanted to do this. I lost my father before I could.
Mm.
That was my final year of playing, and I was going to go see him that summer. And I wanted to do something like this because I never got a chance to meet him. And that's where my NBA genes came from. So shout out to DeJounte Murray. Happy he made the All-Star team this year. And that's a good look.
Happy belated Father's Day to all the fathers out there. We will be back tomorrow and every day, ESPN2 at 4 o'clock.
Thank you. Thank you. You're far too kind.
We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. Jalen Anthony Rose, a couple things. How was your Father's Day?
It was terrific. I was in Atlanta, spent time with Mariah and Gracie, talked to Dee on the phone.
Great.
Their mom, they all did a great job of showing me love. We went to had a good lunch. And then I made dinner. You know I like to cook.
Of course, but what was on the menu?
I made some lobster tails. I hooked up some shrimp.
Scrimps?
Yeah, I hooked up some, it was one more thing I made.
You know
salmon.
You know what my strategy was?
What up, Doug?
Complain so much that people don't celebrate Father's Day that they have to celebrate Father's Day. So I spent all Friday and Saturday complaining about how no one was celebrating Father's Day, just so they would celebrate Father's Day. I got to sleep in a little bit, went to a wedding, shout out to Justin and Connor. They got married. No, Justin, Connor, and Luke, they got married, And then I hung out with the kids in the morning, went golfing in the afternoon.
Good. And
watch some sports.
And men talk about this and have been talking about this for decades. And everybody does post. I did a post about this. 50 Cent did a post about this. Everybody, you probably posted about this. It's the fact that Mother's Day and Father's Day are marketed vastly different.
So different.
You know, and that's a reflection of how we're seen as men. Ain't no way around that. Like, so our gifts are what? Handy gifts.
I don't get nothing.
Or you get something. You get like a handy gift, like a hammer.
Yeah.
Or like a tool.
Screwdriver.
Yeah,
go to work.
Exactly.
Yeah,
or like a chef apron.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or grilling tools. You know what I'm saying? Like that's what we get. Lawnmower.
Things that we have to do. It looks like work.
Exactly. But for the women, it's diamonds, flowers, trips,
massages,
vacations,
yeah, time off. I was looking at Father's Day posts that people were making, and friend of the show, Roy Wood, I saw at the Liberty game. He was with his son. Great dad.
That's dope.
I took my family there. He was with his son. He showed love. It was amazing. And he said, I'm a Cubs fan. The Cubs are playing the Yankees later. Maybe I should go up there. I was like, look, you take the 4-5. You'll be there in like 35 minutes. What a day. What a dad. What a day. Go to the Liberty game, and then go to the Yankee Cubs game.
That's beautiful.
And then he posted that I gave him this advice, and they lost like 18-4. And now his son is a Yankees fan, and now he's coming
blaming
after
you.
Me. He's coming after me, blaming me. It ain't my fault.
Like
it ain't my fault.
That's like with Quincy. That's what happened with my nephew, right? You took him to the game. Mm-hmm. You didn't want to wear him to wear a different jersey, right? You didn't you say you had to hide a jersey or something?
Yeah, he was. We were going to the Yankee game, and I hid his Yankee hat. And then he wanted a Yankee hat. He hadn't decided which hat he wanted, but when he got there, he looked around at all the Yankee hats. And he wanted a Yankee hat.
So Roy wanted his son to root for the Cubs. He saw his Cubs get waxed by the Yankees. He's like, I like the Yankees.
And you remember that 35 mile an hour pitch the dude hit out?
Yeah.
He's referenced that too. Roy, it's not my fault, man. It's not my fault. I don't play for the Cubs.
It ain't my fault.
I thought that was a great idea. Take the train from the Liberty game.
It ain't my fault.
It ain't my fault. Come on, Roy. Jalen. Kenny Atkinson, all set to be the Hornets head coach, to coach our guy LaMelo. Signed, sealed, delivered. And then the Warriors mess around and won the championship. Kenny Atkinson said, I like it here. I like this culture. I like winning the championship. I'm not going to be the head coach of the Hornets. I'm staying with the Warriors. What does that tell you?
Josh McDaniels, I'm going to wait out for a better job.
Yeah.
And or wait for this Warriors job to Steve Kerr retire before I get it. Because for him to do that, it means that he got a wink, wink.
There's some conversation.
Ownership and from Steve that if I'm not going to be here the next 10 years, we can turn the keys over to you. Mike Brown already got his gig with the Kings. Steve Kerr already got 9 rings. You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure Steve wants to play as long as Steph is, you know, still playing at an elite level. And if you're Atkinson, you just sit around and wait because jobs going to open up all the time.
Yep.
You just sit around and wait. And here's you appreciate the opportunity to work for Michael Jordan and have the Hornets job, but here's two things that should make you consider staying with the Warriors. One, Melo isn't signed long term. Miles Bridges isn't signed long term. And they haven't been relevant in a long time.
Yeah, Melo and Miles Bridges don't exactly say championship contender to me either.
Imagine again. I keep saying this out loud. The Warriors could have drafted Melo.
Yep.
Jeez.
We all know. We all know. Though.
Jeez.
We all know that the Timberwolves needed a wing.
Ooh.
The Warriors needed some size.
Yeah, they needed height.
Yeah.
But they wanted without it.
Sure did.
You see what I'm saying? They wanted without it. It was a win-win for them because they still got the player they want. They still build for their future.
And they got Kuminga and Mosey last year.
And Moody.
Moses Moody.
But Atkinson, and by the way, again, like, jobs are going to always open up. Don't be surprised when your Die Easy Knicks job open up. It's going to be jobs open up. And he's going to be right in consideration. That's a smart move.
Well, one thing that teams always do is say, who won the championship? Who's the assistant coach? Darvin Ham, here you go.
Josh McDaniels.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the Colts, but who the quarterback?
Joe Judge, dog.
Was it Phil Rivers or was it Carson?
We'll take the
Carson
special
Wentz.
Teams coordinator from the Patriots and make him
head coach of
the Giants.
Exactly.
That's just the simple math. Always being innovative here at Jalen and Jacoby.
Yep.
And also innovative is CarMax. CarMax is the new innovative way to buy and sell cars. Go to CarMax.com, get involved with that. They always get it done. We get it done. The ones who get it done is brought to you by Grainger. For all the dads that get it done, the ones who get it done, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry backed by 24/7 support and access to product specialists. Call, click Grainger.com or stop by one of their many locations. Jalen, what number should people call if they want to be on the program?
985-80-JALEN.
You call that number right now. You leave us a voicemail. We'll put you on the show just like this.
Jalen and Jacoby, it's your boy Rob West dialing in from the 702 Vegas. You know what I mean? Racing Jersey, though. Shout out Reg, the whole fam. Anyway, just want to get into it real quick, man. And you guys talk a little bit about hip-hop, R&B, league, all that good stuff. Me and my boys are chopping it up about top 5 spitters of all time. You know, dead or alive, it doesn't matter. But my question to you guys is, why does Fab get kind of left off the list? My boy Fabulous. I mean, dude got impeccable flow. He got bars. You know what I mean? And he does his thing on the mic all the time. Never disappoints. I don't care if it's in the R&B feature, hip-hop track, whatever. But long story short, man, give me a take on Fab. and each of you guys give me your top five spitters of all time, dead or alive. Just your personal five, you know what I mean? So anyway, keep getting them checks. I love you guys. I got to get my daily shot of J&J, and I ain't talking about Johnson & Johnson. Holla at your boy.
Big shout to Rob West in Vegas, coming from New Jersey.
Shout out, Rob. What up, though?
He wants to know why Fab doesn't get mentioned a lot in the top five conversation.
I got him.
Take him.
So, first off, you come to the right place to ask anything rap music or hip hop, because Jacoby lives it and embodies it. I lived it and embodied it. And coincidentally, it started in 1973, the year I was born. So it's almost been a soundtrack to my life. So I can't just name five spitters, because I'll name somebody like Melly Mel, because I remember being young when Melly Mel was like a goat to me. You know what I'm saying? If you ever heard of The Message, you gotta listen to The Message. Like when Sugar Hill Gang came out with Rapper's Delight, that was more of a corporate version of rap music that every hip hop and hippie to the hip, and everybody loved that.
Mm-hmm.
But then when The Message came, Broken Glass everywhere, people, and it was like, yo, boom. And they looked different. They were stylish. Like the Furious Five was always dressed up immaculate and had great outfits and costumes and stuff like that. So I'm going to answer that. I'm going to answer your top five spitters. But let me say where Fab is mentioned. He's mentioned in a different category as one of the people who had the best punchlines.
Yep. That was one of the first things that came to mind when he mentioned Fab. I was thinking punchline.
Yeah, that Fab, when you start talking about people who stick the landing on their punchlines, it's like Jada, Fab.
Redman.
it's those guys. So Fab does get his props as it relates to like being a dope MC and a great spitter. You know, he's a friend of our show. He's been on multiple
Jalen,
times.
I have a Fab question for you.
What up, though?
He hasn't done a Versus.
He hasn't?
I don't think so. I'm trying to think.
I'm not sure.
Let me Google it. I don't think he has, because he's got a catalog.
Yeah.
Like that he can go 20, no problem.
But also, he can go R&B, and he can go bars. And so he can go Freddie Jason. He can go Lil Mo. He got some Swiss beats.
Every time I spell his name, I can hear him say it.
F-A-B-O-L-O-U-S.
Every time I start putting it in Google right now, it goes through my head. F-A-B-O-L-O-U-S.
I was in a video with Fab.
Says Versus presents Fabulous versus Jadakiss. I don't remember that.
They did do it.
Mm-hmm.
Jada participated twice.
That's right. Yes, another great performance from Jada.
Yeah, that's
in that one.
Yeah.
I remember that one.
And so I was in a video for Barbershop in Fab's Girl, I Trade It All. I was in that. And so let me give you my top five spitters growing up first. So it's like Melly Mel, LL, Rakim, KRS-One. I know I'm going to leave somebody out.
Always do. Every time we make a list, we leave somebody out.
But those I'm Chuck D.
Big Daddy Kane.
Big Daddy Kane. Punchlines.
Comes to mind.
Punchlines.
We're talking about that era.
Ain't no hair on my chest, but I'm one tough cookie. Like, jeez. You know what I'm saying? Kane. You're right. And then so when we get to the 90s, it's Big, it's Pac, it's Jay, it's Nas, it's Lil Wayne, it's Eminem. Now you get to the 2000s, I mean, now I'm like Kendrick, Cole.
Drake.
I love Royce Nickel 9, my Detroit guy.
Of course.
Love Big Sean, everybody, all Detroit,
I think
everything.
To answer Rob's question is, it's a lot of times where like people talk about Steph Curry. Is he top 10 right now, right? Is he top 10? Make the list, and you'll see why Fab doesn't get mentioned. Just write down your list. And you'll see that Fab, while being a great MC, with the longevity, with the hits, with the money, with the numbers, the metrics, he reaches all of that. But when you're making the list of top five, Fab's not on it.
If I was a rhymer, I'll tell you everybody's style that my rap style would encompass. I'd be Park T. Grizzly, Big Sean, Royce, and Boldy. I'll be them.
You know what you remind me of? Yeah, the thing is, you played in the league for 13 years. This is like what me and my friends say about us in the league. But, well, if I was in the league, yeah, I'd be like a Jokic mixed with a Draymond, maybe a little Michael Jordan.
I guess that did sound like that. Huh? Yeah. I go straight for T. Grizzly. I'm first day out. Like, I'm going to be able to hit that. Can't hit them
shout
bars.
Out to T. Grizzly. I love that dude. We will be back tomorrow with another dope show to Step 2. Why is that, Jim?
We're not done. We're not done. 313, boss up. We are. Not done. Got to give the people time. Give the people what they
want. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.